Hello, this is Tech Off for Tuesday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amnesty International has a long advocacy piece out, asserting that the kind of interest analysis that Facebook and Google and the whole ad business do is inherently a breach of human rights. And Sacha Baron Cohen gave a widely circulated speech claiming internet platforms are propaganda machines and would take ads from Hitler. There are no new ideas here, and many of the points Baron Cohen made were actually pretty weak. But that's not the point, it reflects the state of discussion right now. Sharp has added IoT functionality to its built-in EasyWave open microwave drawer, allowing users to control it with smartphones. Using the Sharp Kitchen app, users can set the microwave and receive an alert when the food is done cooking. The application also has pre-programmed settings for specific foods and can save up to 18 favorite menu items for quicker access. The microwave drawer is considered phase one of an entire IoT kitchen suite. Amazon dominates the smart speaker market with 61% share, with Google slowly catching up at 24%. But each company's smart speaker has its pros and cons. As far as pros go, most new Amazon products are compatible with Alexa, and because Google Assistant works on Android phones, it extends capabilities outside the home. On the downside, Amazon doesn't have a smartphone, and Google doesn't release new products. Uber loses its license to operate in London. Regulated Transport for London, TfL, cites problems with Uber's app and overall passenger safety. Uber is able to appeal the decision and will be allowed to operate during the process. London represents one of Uber's largest markets. TfL says Uber has allowed uninsured and suspended drivers to operate on its platform. TfL also says the company has made improvements since it first revoked its permit, but says its driver vetting system is easily manipulated. Uber has 21 days to appeal the decision. Tim Berners-Lee launches a global action charter intended to stop the web from becoming a digital dystopia. Known as a contract for the web, it lays out three sets of core principles for individuals, business, and governments to follow. Includes calling on governments to ensure everyone can access the internet, and that companies should respect and protect people's privacy. Microsoft, Google, and Facebook are among the entities supporting the charter. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.